not too long.
No, not too long. That was really cool.
Yeah, I did. I enjoyed it as well.
You've been here for a lot of them, and after all these years, to on year 10 to do a PB, I mean, how do you think that was even possible this year?
Well, I'm definitely not the person to ask, because I wasn't the one running, but I think from my perspective it was because he took a year off last year. Mm-hmm. He did something else, which was an Ironman, which was...
You were with him last year.
I was with him for that. It was a different kind of a physical endurance thing, but it's still, you know, it's something different, but it kind of still, you know, makes you stronger, I think. So his swimming and his biking, I think, has improved his general physical ability by a little bit. And also just because he hasn't been here for a year, I think he was just more excited to come back. That's what it was for me.
You were excited to come back.
I was excited to come back more than I would have the previous year, just because I missed the last year. I was here for a week, but my dad wasn't.
Yeah.
So it's just, you know, it's nice to come back to everything.
We've asked the same question every year. You've been here since you were a little kid. You're in my videos from millions of years ago. In some ways, this is where you grew up. This is where you understood what was happening with the center. And as you come back here now on not your 10th summer, probably your 9th or your 8th summer, what does this all represent to you?
I mean, home.
It's home.
Yeah. Yeah, it's the place I know most about and the place I feel most comfortable at. Definitely. The people that are here, some people change, but some people still are the same. As in, like, no, there's new runners and the old runners are not here, but some of the people are still here, so it's nice. It's just, you come back to, you know, the place where, you know, everyone likes you and you like everyone, and, you know, it's your home, so.
Your dad said something important today. He said people believing in him.
Yeah.
And I don't think I've heard him say that before, but he said that you believed in him.
Well, I think it goes back to when he wanted to do the race the very first time, and he was talking to, like, his dad. I don't remember exactly what it was, but I remember that somebody got, like, he got a weird reaction from people. They're like, oh my god, you're crazy. And then I was just like, all right, awesome, let's do it, you know. So, and it's always been like that. Like, he does an Ironman, everyone's just like, oh, you're crazy, you know, you're gonna die. And I'm just like, no, let's do it, I'm coming with you, you know. So I think it's just, I think he has already proved that he's, you know, he has a certain level of being crazy. So all the things that anything else that he's ever gonna come up with, I'll probably support, unless it's, I don't know, something crazy. But I don't even know what would be too crazy for me to not support him. For example, we are going skydiving in, today's the second in a week with him, and this is the second time we're going together with him. He's gone skydiving maybe, I don't know, 7 times already. Yeah. So I don't know what can be more crazy than running a 3100 and then going skydiving in a week after that.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.